This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I just want to give you guys some headlines. These are just headlines from news clips from what's called a clipping service, because we use clipping services in radio much of the time. And I just want to give you some headlines so you can get an idea of how the media. And this is a clipping service that theoretically is supposed to be unbiased. And in fact, this particular clipping service would probably tell you that it's conservative in nature. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Here's page two. I could go to page one. It's far worse. But here's page two. Evan McMullen. Trump is under control of Putin. Now, that is a MSNBC clip. Here's another one from MSNBC. Jonathan Swan uses odd sounds to describe how Trump's aides behave. Here's the next one. John Heilman. Donald Trump is in the bag for Vladimir Putin at the end of this week. Fox News Kurt slams Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg for Piro Brouhaha. She was out of control. That's the first one that even, to me, alludes to anything other than Trump. But here's the next one. Rosenstein. Those who commit crimes on behalf of foreign governments find themselves in American prisons. That was on a Fox clip. Here's Tucker. Senator Rand Paul. Why does John Brennan still have top secret security clearance? I wanted to ask that question myself. This is CNN. Gloria Berger on Dan Coats. Everyone's job is in jeopardy with Trump at some point. Very true. You know the difference between Donald Trump and most other presidents and most other politicians? Donald Trump isn't looking at you to come in and get a job for life. He says, you get in here, you perform. You don't perform, you're out of here. I think that's great. Here's MSNBC Sharpton. After speaking with Michael Cohen, he won't be a sacrificial lamb for Trump. That's what Sharpton said. Here's another CNN. Shane Harris. People are stunned by what happened in Helsinki. Former CIA boss McLaughlin. We were attacked and Trump sided with the enemy. Leon Panetta. New meeting with Putin would be harmful for the country. Here's CNN. Haberman on the Cohen tape. Why did Trump team claim ignorance about payments? Now, this is payments to whatever the lady is, this model that Trump theoretically had an affair with, by the way, before he was ever president or anything else. Can you imagine that looking into Trump for this? But anyway, let's go on. Outnumbered, pummels Cohen over his secret Trump tape. I wouldn't hire him if I were rotting in a Turkish prison, said one of the hosts, I guess. Katie Turr on MSNBC. The blunt reality is that Michael Cohen is very willing to testify against Donald Trump. Here's the next one. This is Whoopi Goldberg. The views Whoopi Goldberg gives her side of the Jeanine Pirro spat. She called us a word I can't say on TV. CNN. New York Times reports Cohen secretly recorded talk with Trump about Playboy model. Now, let me just stop there for just a second, because that's one that I find interesting. You have an attorney that you've hired. He's recording you. He's not your shrink. He's recording you. They come and confiscate those recordings. You can't use attorney client privilege. And it has nothing to do with the Russian investigation. It has nothing to do with any types of dealings that Cohen would have, illegal dealings of Cohen. So what else could it be? This is meant to embarrass Trump. The sad part is, good part for us is, nobody cares. I'll be honest. I don't know how much you care. I don't care if Trump screwed every Miss America since he started owning the pageant. If it was consensual, it doesn't matter to me. The person who's going to probably care would be Melania. Now, I don't know the details, but I'm going to bet you that other than the potential public humiliation, Melania knows her fate. And I'm not trying to downplay anything that has to do with, infidelity and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, don't try to play games with this. But that's what the left is doing. What else we got? Mitch Landrieu on CNN. Trump should be ashamed of himself. CNN Cuomo. Calling the press the enemy of the people is proof Trump hates America. Let's see. Mitch Landrieu, Trump should be ashamed of himself for the way he handled Putin. He was on another show. Both shows on CNN, he says the same thing. Axelrod, Trump inviting Putin to the White House, a blatant submission to the genuine foe of our country. I mean, I could go on. These are the headlines, people, of in the mainstream media, of a guy who has done an amazing job in America. That's what you're dealing with. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We get to make clarity. We give some clarity to the insanity of the world. And this is the world that we live in. We live in a world that is hell-bent on being against the President of the United States. It's okay. You know what? I think that by this point, if you haven't really realized that the left is dyed in the wool, they are not going to provide any cover for Donald Trump. Congratulations. But here's the good news. The good news is there are organizations out there like mine who are dealing with all these crazy things. We're putting together these training seminars, if you will. And they're very fun and educational and things like this. And I'm going to give you some of the titles now so you can be aware. Because we will be rolling these out, going from city to city, talking about this, mostly at colleges and universities. But I would love to have panel discussions with people about these various issues. So, here's one. How toxic is masculinity and how do we measure it? And then I talk about toxic femininity. So let me just give you the toxic masculinity and the little pretext of what we're doing. Because the idea seminars have some. Idea means you must identify the issue. So the issue here is toxic masculinity. And then we develop the idea. What are the pros and the cons? What types of angles do we get? You know, does the left force upon us when we think about toxic masculinity? Then we go to the E, which is we must evolve an argument. We must, look at how that argument shapes up and how we put our own spin on that argument, so to speak. And then finally, how do you act on it? So I wrote this just in putting together the treatment. It seems that simply being a man makes one toxic, ergo the term toxic masculinity. While I dare not think that feminists hate all men, there must be an acceptable level of toxicity. Thus, I'd like to find it. And what I'm saying there is an acceptable man, and I'm using my finger quotes, for feminists. So by virtue of being a man, you obviously suffer from toxic masculinity. Now, the question is, what is the allowable amount of toxic masculinity? And then I pose the question, toxic femininity, the feminist attack on masculinity. Microaggressions, just another excuse for the weak. How about this one? White privilege. Let's play the LGBT and say we're born this way. All right? White privilege in the Native Americans. White privilege. Why don't minorities in other countries talk about African privilege or something else? So you get an idea. We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to give you some more modules for the things that we're talking about doing with this idea. Seminars that we're going to be putting on around the country. And I promise you, these are so mind-blowing. They will wake you up to things that you've been hearing, and, you know, microaggressions and trigger words. And we look at progressivism. We look at the Me Too movement. We look at neo-feminism, resistance, intersectionality, identity politics. And I'm going to give you some titles. I gave some out earlier in the broadcast, but I went pretty quick because we got to the end of the segment. But let me give you a few. Cultural appropriations. It's an exploration. What do we have here? An exploration of who does more. So the reason why I bring that one up as an example is because, like, you'll hear blacks say, well, that's cultural appropriation of blackness. You know, a guy wearing certain types of clothes, a white kid wearing dreads, white girl, you know, doing something to her lips, I don't know. Everything is cultural appropriation. But I look at it and I go, the world is about cultural appropriation. So here's what I say, and just giving you a teaser for that. If we explore cultural appropriation thoroughly, isn't that what leftists want? Multiculturalism is a buzzword among progressives, yet they seem to allow the concept of cultural appropriation. If whites appropriate something perceived to be black, is that not a compliment? As it showcases multiculturalism. Because black people seem to see it as theft. However, if a black person culturally appropriates something perceived to be white, it's either what? Uncle Tomish or not discussed. So I asked this question, did Tiger Woods culturally appropriate golf? I'd say he did. Every black man playing any, or black woman playing any American sport, for the most part, culturally appropriated it. We aren't playing African sports. We play basketball developed by Naismith, a white man. So what are we culturally appropriating? If I eat sushi, am I culturally appropriating Japanese culture? Or am I just eating sushi and enjoying a nice meal? You get what I'm saying? So we explore these things. And here's a title, Leftist Imperialism and the Pet Project of the Bourgeois Protecting Black Thugs. Yeah, these titles are meant to be incendiary. They're meant to get people to want to have a discussion. Here's one. Abortion, the stealthy eradication of the black population. How about this one? Abortion is the religion and Margaret Sanger was its pope. How about this one? Abortion and Planned Parenthood, elitist white women who love to kill blacks. I hope you're getting the picture. Yeah, these are the types of things that I want to put on around the country, dare leftists to come to, have these discussions in colleges and universities, and just destroy leftism everywhere I go. Leave a swath of it. Progressivism and the self-segregation by blacks. How about that one? Me Too, the death of femininity. Me Too, the movement that feminists wanted to happen. Yeah, I claim that they want this, the things that Harvey Weinstein and others have done to them so they can have something to cry about. But guess who's really at fault for the feminist movement and then the Me Too stuff? I'll tell you who. Neo-feminism, female toxicity, and women who think with their vajayjays. Anyway, we go. You can get an idea. Every single thing that you face, the things that I've talked about on this radio show, we will delve into. We will have deep discussions of them. And more importantly, I'm trying to find leftists who are willing to debate these topics. So we're going to cover topic by topic by topic. Stay on point. It will be a series. I think we'll end up producing videos. And this is all part of a project that we call SEE, Seeking Educational Excellence. And it's not about just colleges and universities. This is educating you as well on how to deal with these issues. Seeking Educational Excellence, a project funded by the Black Sphere, Kevin Jackson's team. If you want to help, get involved, get people. We're going to be going against these lefties at universities and colleges and protesting these chancellors and professors and these agendas. We're going to be suing universities who get public funds and teach this kind of nonsense that don't let conservatives come onto campus. We are going to demand that corporate America teach our methodology, if you will, about all these different items. All these different things, things that are promoting a social justice agenda in corporate America and in life in general that is not preparing American kids, certainly, and American population for the real world. That's what we're going to be fighting against. We're the only country dealing with this nonsense. I know they're, oh, Kevin, that's not, they're, in England they do this, that, and the other. Let me tell you, there's no other country dealing with the various issues that we have to the level that the United States has to deal with it, and it is patently ridiculous. And I'm going to even stop on that because I've gotten you guys to go check out Seeking Educational Excellence. But I want to start with this Huckabee on Michelle Wolf. I don't know if you saw what Michelle Wolf did, but Huckabee will explain it.
Angry and bitter. She's not funny. You know, comedians are supposed to be funny. They're supposed to make us laugh. I love satire. It's one of my favorite forms of comedy. But her form of comedy is not satire. It's angry, bitter hate. And how can a person make fun of ISIS and make that like it's funny? I mean, ISIS beheaded a journalist on video. I'd like to know, where is the outrage among the journalists who would like to say to her, this isn't funny? You know, this is a group of people who behead journalists.
So Huckabee's talking about Michelle Wolf, the supposed comedian who compared ICE to ISIS. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'll be honest with you. I think we spend far too much time talking about Hollywood, talking about these so-called comedians. They're not funny. And I know this will sound like jealousy, but I'm going to go back to the Denzel Washington quote where he said, look, folks, we make movies. This is not rocket science. This is not saving the world. We make movies. Don't get it twisted. And I'm paraphrasing him and saying that, but as I look back on how people want to meet these folks, you know, they're like, oh man, I would do anything to meet so and so. Look at the singers. What does a person do when they sing? They make melodic things come out of their throat. Okay? What makes them any more relevant than the guy who fixes your car? I'll be honest with you. Give me a mechanic that I can count on and tell me, Kevin, you never have to hear another Beyonce song. I'll take the mechanic. You know, I'm just saying, if you may be a huge Beyonce fan, but I want a good mechanic. Give me a great doctor. Somebody I can go to and go, hey, Bill, listen, I'm starting to think.
He's like, yeah, let me tell you what's wrong. Here's what you want to do, and you want to crush up some, you know, some cumin and blah, 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 and take that, and it'll fill you up. Okay, great.
I want to have an amazing attorney that says, I got your back, baby. I mean, I want a good professor, somebody who really understands what I'm trying to understand in terms of their class. I don't care about left entertainers and people like that. We have such a distorted view of who really matters in this world. It's crazy. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan auto insurance rates are almost twice the national average. We need to lower costs, but at the same time, we need to protect the lifetime benefits for those who are injured. Using my engineering problem-solving know-how, I have found a way to lower costs by a minimum of 40% while still retaining lifetime benefits. Do you realize that 58% of my own insurance premium is due to state mandates? If we eliminate those mandates, our insurance rates can be lowered to near the national average. Principal Solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is speaking at the second annual Made in America event at the White House. The president talked about just how strong our economy is.
After many years of decline, American manufacturing is coming back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. It's happening. We're in the midst of a great economic revival in the United States. We've added 3.7 million new jobs since the election, including more than 370,000 in manufacturing alone. Remember during the campaign, they all said, oh, you're never going to add manufacturing jobs. That's obsolete, they would say. I said, it's obsolete to make things as obsolete. I guess they were wrong, right?
Former President Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's trial has been postponed a week to July 31st. Potential jurors will still start gathering tomorrow when the judge will brief them on the particulars of the case. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, this is my comment. I've been listening all morning about the Democrats, Pineda, and all them wanting to hear what was said between two leaders of the world, of their own countries with, interpreters, and now they want the interpreter to be go to Congress? Really? What are the Democrats afraid of that Putin might have told Trump during that meeting? Do you think he's offering him the 30,000 emails? Do you think he's giving him the reset button back and saying, hey, man, I want to deal with a man? What do you think? I'm very suspicious of this. You know, I don't want that. If it's never done before, I don't want it done now. Okay? Why? Because it's never been done before. It's only because it's Trump and the Democrats are afraid of what Putin told him. Yep. Putin wasn't there to help Trump. He was there to help Hillary. I mean, with her, he would have took over our country. We would have been Ruskies. Well, thank you. Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was one of my often callers, and I like her. She's a friend of mine. Through the show here, never met her, but she seems like such a nice lady. Anyway, she brings up some interesting points. What are the Democrats really afraid of? Be careful what you wish for. You know what I mean? If this interpreter says, well, they talked about the Russians having Hillary's 30,000 emails, and then they talked about the $400 million that has been sent to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and many other Democrats in their campaigns, and they talked about many other things that probably are not very flattering to the Democratic Party. Yeah. Good Russian laugh. Is that a good Russian laugh? No? Okay, whatever. So I want to go on and talk about something else that I find fascinating. You got to hear this clip. These are people talking about a Russian spy. Okay, and I swear you got to hear this. This is so intriguing. So as you listen to this clip, think about what evidence there is. Okay, so check it out. Her name, by the way, is Maria Butina.
I'm visiting from Russia. My question will be about foreign politics.
That's how close this accused Russian spy got to then-candidate Donald Trump in July 2015 at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. Her name is Maria Butina.
I believe I would get along very nicely with Putin. Okay?
That same woman now charged with conspiracy and acting as an agent of the Russian government. The 29-year-old graduate student from American University is accused of using sex and deception to cozy up to high-level politicians and steer them toward Moscow's objectives. Prosecutors say she had a personal relationship with a man CNN confirms was Paul Erickson, a Republican political operative nearly twice her age, Butina reportedly describing him as her boyfriend. Prosecutors say she used her own Moscow-based gun group, Right to Bear Arms, to build relationships with the National Rifle Association.
I'm a representative of Russian Federation here, I am a chairman of the Right to Bear Arms.
Butina once posed with a pistol, wearing stilettos and leather, for this risque Russian GQ magazine shoot. And in 2015 at the NRA convention, she managed to meet Republican presidential candidate Scott Walker. And that's Butina at the 2017 National Prayer Breakfast, once again in the same room as Donald Trump.
This gathering is a testament to the power of faith.
Butina has pleaded not guilty, and her lawyer insists she's no spy, just someone looking to create a better relationship between the two nations. But prosecutors tell a very different story. They say Butina came to this country in 2014, if not earlier, and once offered sex in exchange for a position with a special interest organization. She was issued a student visa in August of 2016. Prosecutors say it was all just a cover. In fact, before she arrived in the U.S., she worked for an unnamed high-level Russian government official who allegedly directed her efforts in the U.S. Also, court filings show Butina and her mentor, Russian banker Alexander Torshin, had once tried to establish back-channel communications between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. In her latest endeavor, documents show Torshin allegedly praised her, writing, "You have upstaged Anna Chapman," referring to another Russian sleeper agent. Butina texted him a photo of herself from Donald Trump's inauguration, smiling in front of the U.S. Capitol. And he allegedly wrote back, "Daredevil girl." For now, Maria Butina remains behind bars. She's considered a flight risk, given that agents found she'd terminated her lease and packed her bags. Randy Kay, CNN, New York.
God, can you imagine? Okay, let's just start dissecting this. The first thing is this. She was at a Q&A session with Trump when he was a candidate, and they start this thing off by saying, that's how close she got to Donald Trump, then candidate Donald Trump. Like, boy, look at that. Look at how close we escaped with our lives, America. We had a Russian student who asked a question of a candidate. How dare she? And then I love how they go. The next thing is she's accused of having sex in order to further her career. Said, 98% of the women in Hollywood? Said, 98% of the women in journalism? Said, 98% of the leftist women in anything? Unbelievable. Then they go on to condemn Paul Erickson, a Republican who was twice her age. Dun, 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 dun. That never happens in Washington. And then it gets really fun. She posed with a pistol. And not only did she pose with a pistol, it was provocative. She was wearing stilettos and leather. Did you catch that? Now, if she had just posed with a pistol, it all would have been okay. But she posed with a pistol. You know, it was like one of those James Bond things where she's standing backwards and she looks, you know, like to the camera, and she looks over her shoulder like, and you know, she's got the fishnet stockings and the stilettos. How dare this young, beautiful woman decide she's going to pose with a pistol and leather and stilettos, and she's selling the idea in her home country that I'm for guns. Whew. Who says sex sells? Then, get this. She did something really egregious. I don't know if you guys caught it. It was a long clip, but I hope you were taking notes. But here's the thing that came after that. They said she met Scott Walker. Yeah. She went to a Scott Walker event and took a picture with Scott Walker. If Scott Walker had run for president, that picture would be bad news for him. She met Scott Walker. How close to our government did she get? I mean, it wouldn't be, say, something like hiring John Brennan, who's a communist and an Islamic sympathizer, and making him head of the CIA. I mean, whoo! It was a slippery slope from getting to that. Or how about this? Hiring six members of the Muslim Brotherhood into your administration. Woo, we dodged a bullet by not letting Maria Butina get any closer to Donald Trump than that question she asked him when she was a college student and she wanted to talk about the United States. Look, I know it's hard for the people in the left to believe this, but there are Russians who actually do want to be in the United States. You know, it's a strange thing. I've traveled a lot. I haven't been to Russia, but I've traveled a lot around the world. And you know, there's a common theme when I go places. People love America. They actually want to be American citizens. One of my adopted kids, well, his fiance, Kelly, is a French chick. And Kelly has a flag of the United States tattooed on her wrist. Yes, a flag of the United States. She will tell you to your face, I'm more American than I am French. I would do anything to live in America. Now, God forbid, she were to go and ask Donald Trump a question and he'd be accused of fraternizing with the French. Oh, but wait, they're not enemies, so it's okay. We're all good. They go on to say this, you know, when they talk about meeting with Scott Walker, the idea that when people come over here, they actually love this country and they don't like leftism. They come over here and they want to be Republicans. They want to be conservatives. How dare this gun-toting Russian come to America where we have Second Amendment rights and say, I love what the NRA is doing and I follow the doctrines of the Republican Party. How possibly could she be a Republican? Then I love how they segued into she offered sex in exchange for a position with a special interest group. Well, okay, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? You know, this is a feminist who use their feminist wiles. You would think the left would celebrate this. And finally, they tell us she was mentored by a Russian banker. Wow, since when did bankers become bad guys in the eyes of anybody? Kevin, meet my banker.
Oh, can't believe you introduced me to your banker.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
He's talking about Maria Butina. She's an accused Russian spy. Look, she very well could be. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. But I'll tell you this. The idea of what they're trying, how they're trying to set this girl up is like it's somehow related to Trump is what I find absolutely patently ridiculous. We're going to play the clip again that I played in the previous segment, but we're going to parse it more because I parsed it after the fact in the previous segment, and I want to parse it with you. I want you to hear what these people are saying as they say it, and we're going to kind of go through it at the time that they do it, because I want you to understand you're watching the creation of a narrative. Now we've got more intrigue. We've got Russian sex pots, a girl who is willing to use her body to get ahead, and she has been seen in the same building with Donald Trump. She has been seen with other high-level Republicans. She is an NRA, you know, wants to be part of the NRA. She runs a Russian gun thing over in Russia. She's president of a gun club over there. And, oh, by the way, she's sponsored by a Russian banker. You know, now, you know Donald Trump uses banks. Yeah, it's that ridiculous. Let's play the clip, and I'm going to parse it, and we'll see how we do. I don't know if we just want to run it. Well, we'll see.
I'm visiting from Russia. My question will be about foreign politics.
That's how close this accused Russian spy got to then-candidate Donald Trump in July 2015 at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. Her name is Maria Butina.
I believe I would get along very nicely with Putin. Okay?
That same woman now charged with conspiracy and acting as an agent of the Russian government. The 29-year-old graduate student from American University is accused of using sex and deception to cozy up to high-level politicians and steer them toward Moscow's objectives.
So let's stop there for just a second. This is Kevin Jackson, The Kevin Jackson Show. The conspiracy is this woman uses sex in order to steer people towards an objective. I mean, that's a conspiracy. I don't know who, you know, what does your significant other do in terms of your relationship? Do they say, you know, I want to live here? And do they use whatever? In other words, if we're dating and you say, Kevin, where do you want to live? And I go, I want to live in Alaska, man. I'm an outdoorsman. And you go, I'm kind of a city girl. Would you try to steer me towards going to the city? Probably so. Look, there is nothing on the surface that you can look at here with this girl and say she steered anybody towards anything. But we've got this feigned idea of what she is. I'm not her attorney, and I'm not an attorney. But I would love to see how the government is going to put a case together by saying this woman used sex in order to further her agenda. Really? So did every other woman I know. I'm not talking about for your job. I'm saying at some point when you met your man, you use sex to further your agenda. Unless you are one of these people who waited until after marriage, you use sex for your agenda. And guess what? So did the guy. What are we talking about here? Anyway, we're going to continue because that's the first part that to me is just ridiculous.
Prosecutors say she had a personal relationship with a man CNN confirms was Paul Erickson, a Republican political operative nearly twice her age, Butina reportedly describing him as her boyfriend.
Now I want to stop here because we've described Paul Erickson. He's a political operative. Let me ask anybody listening to the program right now, do you know who he is? Do you have any idea who Paul Erickson is? Is he the right-hand man of Donald Trump? Is he the right-hand man of Vice President Pence? Is he the right-hand man of Ben Carson or Pompeo or anybody? You probably, A, don't know, and B, so what? Is Paul Erickson, he shouldn't be able to date? And then they go on, and I don't know if we'll get to this, but they talk about, she's twice his age. I think they already said it, right? What's that got to do with anything? What do the ages of these people have to do with anything? Maybe this girl likes older men. Who knows? This is not some foreign thing to happen in D.C. But the way they say it, they want it to be so seedy. Anyway, let's continue.
Prosecutors say she used her own Moscow-based gun group, Right to Bear Arms, to build relationships with the National Rifle Association.
I'm a representative of Russian Federation here, and I am a chairman of the Right to Bear Arms.
Butina once posed with a pistol, wearing stilettos and leather, for this risque Russian GQ magazine shoot.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Now, we've already covered this in a previous segment, but again, the way they describe it, she's a gun person in Russia. She comes here. She has an affinity for the NRA, but instead of just saying she has an affinity, which, by the way, doesn't make her a bad person, but they present it that way, then they go on to tell you how she posed. You know, for a Russian equivalent of GQ, she did a sexy pose. Wow, since when has that been a crime?
And in 2015 at the NRA convention, she managed to meet Republican presidential candidate Scott Walker. And that's Butina at the 2017 National Prayer Breakfast, once again in the same room as Donald Trump.
This gathering is a testament to the power of faith.
What's funny to me about that particular segment is you almost get this sort of Lewinsky thing going, right? Remember when Clinton had, every time you'd see a picture, there was Lewinsky, Lewinsky, Lewinsky. And it became not as much, not a coincidence after a bit. It sounds to me, just if I were building a narrative, that's the narrative I would be building. That President Trump is actually sleeping with Butina, and we're going to prove that, right? Because everywhere he goes, there she is. Boy, she was at a thing when he was back in 2000, whatever, and when he was a candidate. Then there she is at the prayer breakfast with him in 2017. Holy cow, she couldn't possibly be a Republican. She couldn't possibly have been there because she follows Republican politics. That's of interest to her. And she's, you know, obviously got political ambitions. Is she the only Russian in America who's got political ambitions? By the way, I think of the Russians the same way I think of Muslims. You got to really prove to me that you're not here to do harm. But I'll tell you this. I believe once you've lived under Soviet rule for a certain amount of time, you come here, you probably do want to be American. Let's continue.
Butina has pleaded not guilty, and her lawyer insists she's no spy, just someone looking to create a better relationship between the two nations. But prosecutors tell a very different story. They say Butina came to this country in 2014, if not earlier, and once offered sex in exchange for a position with a special interest organization. She was issued a student visa in August of 2016.
Now, I want to stop there for just a second, and I want somebody in the audience, please, kjradio.com, or give us a call, 844-551-8255. What did this girl do? She arrived in 2014, maybe sooner. Then she got a student visa. She's a student. And then what else did she do? Oh, she's politically charged. She likes Republicans. She dates a Republican dude. That's her crime.
Prosecutors say it was all just a cover. In fact, before she arrived in the U.S., she worked for an unnamed high-level Russian government official who allegedly directed her efforts in the U.S. Also, court filings show Butina and her mentor, Russian banker Alexander Torshin, had once tried to establish back-channel communications between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
Look, I don't know. Again, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what this girl's doing. But what's the crime in any of this? What's the crime? Hey, Butina, you're over in America. You think you could get this introduced to the president? I don't know. Let me see what I can do. My boyfriend, he's a Republican. Maybe he knows somebody. What has she done? Nothing. Folks, you're watching the building of a narrative. I don't know whether they're going to try to link Trump to Butina. I don't know. You know, what it looks like to me is a grasping of straws. It's just Mueller saying, we got to figure something out. Look in the audience. See if you see somebody. Everybody is fair game. This is the biggest farce. I listened to this and I thought to myself, wow. The power of the federal government when it decides it wants to go after you. It's not a matter. I'm going to tell you right now. I will never serve 1 minute in a prison of any type in this country. Not a minute. And I know why. I know exactly how the government works. I know how they contrive stuff. I will sit in front of any interview, answer any questions. Number one, I'm not guilty of anything. But I'm saying, everybody says, Kevin, you know, they'll get you. You answer a question, they'll twist you. And I'm going, no. After watching this and understanding all the political infighting, you know, that happens here, and being a strategist myself, it will never happen. I used to fear that these guys would come get me for some technicality or whatever. I won't serve a minute of time in anything I ever do because, number one, I'm innocent, and I know how these clowns work. This is scary, though.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.